Ladies, ladies, Women Thrive Live event is happening very soon in London. It's happening 5th and 6th of June, and this is our flagship event where you will want to be. Save your spot today because we have nearly 20 amazing international speakers who are going to bring some incredible subjects to the conversation. And this event isn't just one where you're going to be sit back and you're going to listen to a bunch of speakers. No, we want you involved. We want you conversating, we want you collaborating, building relationships, and also having an unforgettable experience. The event is happening in Notting Hill, an iconic venue. So you'll want to be there for the full experience. So make sure you book yourself the spot and also clear your diary for the 5th and 6th of June. We're so excited to have you there, and we can't wait for you to truly experience Women Thrive Live event in person. Look forward to seeing you there. Take care.
Pursue your joys. Pursue your passions. And don't feel guilty. You're allowed to be happy.
Welcome to Women Thrive Season 5. This season, you can expect incredible conversations with women from all around the world. We at Women Thrive, not only do we put on incredible conversations with women, host events, retreats, publish a magazine, publish books, and we have created a platform for every woman to shine and share her message. So you right now tapping into a podcast that is globally recognized as the place for women to be and share their message. Be inspired, be part of the conversation, and let's thrive together.
So welcome to another amazing, I know it's going to be an amazing episode of the Women Thrive. My name is Abigail Rebecca. I'm going to be hosting our wonderful episode today. And I'm going to introduce our amazing guest to you in a minute. But we were just having a chat off camera, and I always say, like, what's the key message that you would like to take away from our conversation today? And she said, Abby, she said, the way that the world is at the moment, I think the key message is just to spread love, love one another, respect one another, and just spread a little bit of kindness. And I just thought that is such a wonderful message. So that is what we're going to be focusing on today. So please, wherever you are, find yourself a little nook. Snuggle up. I'm British. Make yourself a cup of tea. Tea's always the best thing when you are listening to a podcast, if you can. And just have a little snuggle up and let's spread a big message of love and kindness into the world today. We will transmit it through our podcast today. So we're really excited to be joined today by one of our Women Thrive 2026 Summit speakers. Her name is Dana S. Diaz, and she is a fierce and fearless advocate for women who have felt trapped in lives that don't feel like their own. Having navigated abuse and domestic violence in childhood and her marriage, Dana used her degree in journalism to verbalize the psychological complexities of abuse in her highly acclaimed memoir trilogy, which was developed from a journal she kept hidden under the couch cushion in her basement. I mean, it's incredible. Now known as the Power Shifter, Dana has been featured on nearly 300 podcasts. 301 now, Dana, worldwide, and speaks on stages and in summits, including obviously the 2026 Women Thrive Summit, to show women that they have the power to change their lives by changing their minds. Welcome, Dana. It's great to have you here.
I am so happy to be here, and I'm just so thrilled to have this conversation because, as you said, I think we are just, everybody is suffering in some way in their own lives, and then we see suffering in the world. So we really, really need some love right now. So we're going to give it to them.
Yeah, we do. And this is why I'm so grateful to be in communities like Women Thrive, and I'm sure that you'll agree with me that it's so important to be in supportive communities where we respect one another. We can have adult conversations. We're not blaming others. We're taking responsibility for our own actions and making aligned decisions according to our wishes, but actually then having that wonderful supportive community. And I just love your story. I mean, it's really incredible. I love how you have decided to take a stand for yourself first and foremost, and then in turn take a stand for other women. I love your story. It's so inspirational.
Thank you.
I'd love for you to share it with the audience
Yeah,
if you may.
absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head, though. It's about taking a stand for ourselves because at the end of the day, we are only responsible and only in control of how we show up in the world. And so often, and I'm not meaning this in an offensive way because I was guilty of it as well, we blame what others do. This person mistreated me. This person did this. This per but we have to take control because to be in that powerless position, just basically you're giving that power to others to determine who you are. And that's my story is, basically tells that and how I came to be the power shifter. It's about your mindset and how you decide to take control. So my story started obviously actually before I was born. My mother was a teenager, unwed, obviously, and became pregnant with me back when it was not socially acceptable to be in that situation. And she didn't want me anymore after I came. In fact, my great grandma is the one who brought me home from the hospital. And I'm grateful for that every day of my life because she was the person, first and foremost, who showed me what love is, that mother's love that most people have that I didn't get from my mother, but I had from my great grandma. She rocked me at night. She fed me. She took care of me. I lived with her. But then, as I was a few years old, 4 or 5 years old, it was decided that I should go live with my mother and her, the man she was going to marry, and to be with two people that didn't want me and never made any attempt to physically or emotionally show me any kind of affection or acknowledgement was very difficult. That, especially when you're growing and developing, I always say that I use the term raised loosely. They did not raise me, they did quite the opposite. And I was a precocious little child, and I'm sure I deserve some of the response that I got for that. But I did stand up for myself because I knew I could see when I went to play with my little friends that their parents didn't abuse them, their parents didn't neglect them, things like that. But I went out into the world when I finally left home, and I left home as soon as I legally could, thinking nobody's ever going to treat me like that again. But what I didn't realize was that I had internalized all those beliefs about not being good enough and that nobody would ever love me, that I would, it's not possible to love me because, in fact, I was told that I shouldn't have even been born. I shouldn't even exist. So, having internalized that, even though my mind was telling me that's not true, I don't want to believe it. I fell into my first romantic relationship and ended up marrying and spending 25 years with a man who repeated the relationship I had with my mother and my stepfather, which again was abusive and neglectful. It was hard, but in both situations there was also the domestic violence to reiterate the words that they were saying, which were not, I was not spoken to kindly or respectfully in any way. But it was also very difficult because these same people that were harming me verbally and physically were also telling me they loved me. And it wasn't until all of this emotional distress just finally manifested physically and physical illness, my body just, it just went into chaos when I was about 44. And it turned out I was autoimmune and developed a lung syndrome, a rare lung syndrome that's like having COPD and fibromyalgia all at once. And it's a result of the stress hormone cortisol having been running through my body at astronomically high levels for so many years of my life. And being so ill, going from running 5 miles a day and coaching the running team at the school to I can barely move, I can barely walk, and I needed a backpack oxygen machine to breathe, I had to face a harsh truth. And that was that I didn't deserve what I had endured throughout my life, but I did have a choice. And at least with my marriage, I had been choosing to stay. And when I realized, having been a people pleaser for 40 some years, because that's what made everyone happy with me, I realized I could say no to the mistreatment, to the abuse, to this life, because I was going through the motions of what other people were telling me I should do and what other people wanted me to do, which was usually in some aspect a servitude to them, but not to myself. And so it was time to say yes to Dana and no to all these other things that didn't resonate with who I was and the life I wanted to live. And that is when everything changed for me. And so it's so important for me now when I see all these things happening in the world and I see people saying it's difficult to live right now. It's difficult to be this race. It's difficult to be this religion. It's difficult to be this political affiliation. My thing is, you're not powerless and it's not really difficult unless you believe it's difficult. I'm a firm believer in you create your reality. You can decide. Is it, are we living in tough times? Yes. But you can choose to just be a human being. You don't have to look at yourself primarily as I don't look at myself as I am a white woman or I am a Puerto Rican woman or I am this, I subscribe to this politics or this. I am just Dana. I'm just me. Love me, don't love me. That's fine. I'll be okay regardless. But I wish that other people could look at themselves the same way instead of putting themselves in these boxes because you take away the labels and the judgments and the assumptions. We're just humans. We're just humans in soul skin that we didn't choose. We're just here. And I think we all want the same thing deep down, and that is love. Love from one another, love for ourselves, and we can all sit around and sing Kumbaya and have peace in the world at the end of the day.
Dana, first of all, thank you so much for sharing your story because I'm sure that there's so many people in the world, especially women, that can really resonate with that. And like I said to you before, for choosing to show up in a different way and choosing a different life for yourself. And also for what you've just said, because it's so refreshing. Like I really, really resonate and 100% agree with what you've said. 100%.
Thank you.
But there'll be might be a few people that will be listening to this that it's very difficult for them to get their heads around. What do you mean? I get to choose and I'm responsible and for the way that things show up in my world. And you said that you throughout that time, one of the things that kind of was a catalyst for you to then be able to get out of that toxic relationship and that situation was you then starting to look at taking ownership for it. And that must have
Right.
been really difficult. Like,
Oh,
don't
wait,
believe that.
absolutely.
We can't underestimate how difficult that was because you've been deeply conditioned as a child and that was your belief system. And then having to confront yourself in that way. How was that for you? How was that experience for you?
It was terribly difficult because you feel like you're betraying somebody. And when life has taught you, the people in your life have taught you that going against their wishes results in consequences, you live in fear. And I think that's something that people don't understand. Well, why did you stay in such a relationship that long if it was that bad? I describe it as having one of the an invisible shock collar, like the ones they make for animals around your neck. You are afraid if you have a certain facial expression, if you smile, if you laugh, if you say something that isn't approved of, if you do something, you are going to get a consequence. And so to choose me, to choose myself, that's a big no-no when you're in a relationship with somebody that wants servitude. And I'm referring also to the relationship with both my mother and stepfather. I wish I could explain to people even something, even when there was no physical abuse, just even the silent treatment, not for a day, not for a few days. It would be weeks. Some in one instance, it was 3 months of my stepfather. I could be in a room. I remember lashing out, screaming for him to acknowledge me, just look at me. But he could pretend I didn't even exist. I wasn't there. And to diminish somebody to that extent, It makes me so sad that we're here in this world with all the suffering in it, and that we choose to treat each other this way, that we can treat children this way, that we can treat our partners this way. But yes, we have a choice. And it's scary sometimes to choose yourself because we live in a world that glorifies self-sacrifice. We love to see people, we praise people for, oh, you've been up 48 hours and working and raising your children and cleaning your house and your laundry's all done and your house is clean. What an amazing woman. No, we need to be praising the woman who understands that she needs a nap in the middle of the day because she is a mother and she is working and she is trying to be everything to everybody, but she knows that she has to take care of herself in the middle of all that so that she can give what she has to give to the rest of the people that depend on her. And we forget that. So yes, it absolutely starts with us, ourselves, making choices for ourselves, mental health, physical health, the way we see things, the way, and even the way we see things is a choice, because what you hear in the media, what people tell you, how you make that mean something about yourself and how you, the perspective you take from that is everything. It creates your reality. It's just interesting to me that people will presume things about me being a certain religion or a certain political affiliation, but then they come to find out the people I'm closest to in my life, oh, but they're the opposite. Or I even remember last week, my husband asked me, I have a best friend of 30 years. Well, what's her political affiliation? Does she agree with this and that? I said, you know what? 30 years, best friends. I've never asked her. I love her. She loves me. There's nothing. It doesn't matter. We're just people. We're just humans. So love ourselves, love one another. It's not that hard. I really don't think it's that hard.
It's such a great message, Dana. I was raised in my family to be very disempowered as a woman. I wasn't allowed to have an opinion on anything. I wasn't allowed to challenge anything. I was raised to be very subservient to men, including my father. So I was very subservient to my father. And then the conditioning and the training was that I would then become a subservient wife to whoever was going to be my husband. And I also left like you did, like as soon as I was 16, I was like, I'm out of here. And you know what, one of the biggest transformations in my life, I have to say, is when I actually sat with myself and took full responsibility for my actions. So instead of blaming my parents for bringing me up in that way, blaming my siblings for never speaking to me again and not having a relationship, blaming the men in the church for treating me like that as a woman, and blaming everyone. When I actually started to take responsibility for my actions, and I actually phoned my brother and sister, and I hadn't had a relationship with them for years, and I said, I just want you to know how sorry I am for putting you in that situation. Because at the end of the day, nobody made me leave. I decided to leave. I decided to leave. But the consequence to that of that was that they were terrified for my life, because we'd all been raised to believe that if you weren't in that religion, you would die a horrible death in the end of the world. Right. So I didn't realize what they were going through my actions, because they were scared. They were scared for me, they were scared for themselves. And it was such a wonderful, clearing conversation for me to be like, I acknowledge it. I'm taking responsibility for it. I love you. Like, I know that we're never going to have a relationship in that way, but I just want you to know that I love you. And they said that they love me. And how amazing is that now? I know that I have a brother and sister out there that love me, and I love them, and that's fine. There's no sort of bad blood or anything between us. And so I think this piece around really owning your actions and taking responsibility for it is so powerful. It's very, very challenging, very confronting, but it's so powerful. And for me, it's like the biggest act of freedom you can give yourself, because then you're not tied to the victimhood. Like, you're
That's
like,
exactly it.
design my life.
That's exactly it. I didn't even know. I don't think even people realize that they're living with that victimhood mentality for so long because I did it too. I did it the same as you. And we have reason to. I always say nobody would blame me if I laid in bed all day and cried and lived on government benefits because poor me, my poor life. But my thing is, does anybody really want that? Do you really want to suffer? Do you really want to be sad and depressed and anxious? No. I don't believe anybody really wants to, but I 100 million percent agree. Take accountability because once you realize that, oh, I have a choice, I can actually choose happiness, even though that was my life for 44 years. Guess what? I mean, most of the time when you see me, I'm smiling. Unless I have a migraine or something, I might have a faint smile, but I'm smiling because I choose to be happy. I want a happy life and I live a beautiful, blessed, and abundant life now. And it's because I opened my eyes because I chose this life. I chose to show up like this because old Dana, she wasn't very happy. It wasn't a nice life, but I can choose that now. And I want other people to see that because no matter what it is, I mean, it doesn't even have to be an abusive history, but any type of whoever you are anywhere in the world, you can choose. And I'm gonna give everybody one question because it was literally the question that changed my life when I was facing, you know, this dark night of the soul moment. I asked myself, what do I want? It's a simple question, but for a lot of us, especially women, nobody ever asks us what we want. We are told what we want. We are told what we should, this and that. We are expected, right? What do I want? And for me, I don't know about you, but I answered it. The three things came right off the top of my head. I wanted to be married just to somebody who actually liked me a little bit and wanted me to be alive, minor details. Number two, I wanted to travel because I had traveled when I was young. It was one of the wonderful things that my mother and stepfather did do with me was travel. And I wanted to travel again. And I wanted to use my degree in journalism. I wanted to be a writer. And my ex-husband had me housekeeping, cleaning toilets and floors in a podunk town in the Midwest US. I did it very well. I built the business, but it wasn't my passion. It wasn't aligning with who I am and my authentic self. And I think if we ask ourselves what we want, we know what we want. The next step is pursue your joys, pursue your passions, and don't feel guilty. You're allowed to be happy. Everything else will be okay. And when you're happy, guess what? The people around you that truly care about you, that were not using you, that were not abusing you, taking advantage of you in any way, they will be so happy for you. Because I will say that even though my son was not happy about the divorce between me and his dad, I remember a week after the divorce, my son said to me, he was 17 years old, he says, "I don't think I've ever seen you smile and laugh so much." He says, "It's actually good to see you happy." And I'm getting teary-eyed now. I don't think he ever did see me happy, but he's seeing me happy now. And that's the legacy that I want to leave to him and the grandchildren that I'll have one day is to be you, whoever that is. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care what race. I don't care what your philosophical beliefs are on anything. If you are happy, then that's all that matters. That's all that matters. And if all the people in the world can be happy, imagine how respectful and accepting we can be of those differences and how much more we could choose to appreciate that this person think brings that perspective to the table and the conversations we can have and the creativity that can come of all that. It just baffles my mind that people choose not to have that kind of life and not to see the world in that way. But we want to spread love. You know me, I'm always about love. And so start with loving yourself enough to ask, what do I want? And then do it. Go for it. Whatever it is, you can always go back to what was if you change your mind, but you will change your life by at least trying to pursue what you'd like.
Thank you, Dana. Thank you for sharing your beautiful wisdom and your experiences. And I'm listening to you, and we talk a lot about empowerment, empowering ourselves. And It's so empowering to know that you can create this life for yourself, that you're not, it's not at the expense of anyone else. It's like you said, you can choose happiness, you can choose love. And I just think such a wonderful message to leave with our audience today. Dana, how do we find you? Like, what's your website? What's your social media? What can we? Is, do you have anything that you can share with the audience to take away
Well,
a free
I
gift?
will send everybody to my website because I just rebranded and rebuilt. So DanaSDiaz.com, DanaSDiaz.com. You can see I have my memoir trilogy there. I have a weekly blog I put out. There's all kinds of offerings there. I have some things in the works that will be coming soon. So make sure to put your email in there and subscribe so you'll be the first to know about what's coming next. Social media links are on there as well, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, X. I don't, there's so many. Substack I'm on, LinkedIn. You can find me everywhere. You can't get away from me.
Everywhere, go follow Dana. Thank you so much. We're so excited to have you in the community and to be a speaker, to be able to share your story, to be on the stage, but really to have you in our community to show up. You said that you are happy most of the time, and you are. I mean, it's so authentic and genuine. It's
Thank you.
You're such a great example of that. And it's just wonderful to get to know you in this way. And thank you so much for coming on to the podcast today.
I appreciate it. I'm so glad we were able to. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for watching, for listening. We appreciate you. We appreciate the wonderful energy that you send us, your support, your appreciation. And please be sure to reach out to Dana. If you have been impacted by anything that we've discussed today, this could be the sign, the one thing that is sent to you. If you really want to be able to change your life around, or you feel that you're in a situation that you want to change, then Dana's your woman. I mean, she really is incredible at what she does. And go follow her, go read her books, go visit her website, and just take the steps towards your empowerment. Thank you so much for watching. Please reach out to us if you have any questions. Reach out directly to Dana if you have any questions. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening, and we will see you on the next podcast episode.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Women Thrive Podcast. I'm so thankful for you as a listener for spending time with us, myself and my co-host Abigail, to hear our conversations with our guests. If you have had the opportunity to hear our podcast, do make sure you leave a review and share this episode with your audience as well. This has helped us reach the 5 top percent globally ranked podcast, as well as reach more than 30,000 downloads to date. Your support means so much to us, and this is how we get to reach more people around the world. At Women Thrive Media, we're here to amplify voices of women and empower women to take the center stage and shine a spotlight on their messages.